This is the Business Storytelling Show with Christoph Trapp. Name a top 20 storytelling podcast and a top 5% podcast globally, Christoph chats with thought leaders and experts to share tips and tricks that can help you tell your company's stories better to drive business results. Available wherever you listen to podcasts, live streamed on major social media channels, and part of the DB&A television network, available on most U.S. television sets and streaming on Roku and Amazon Fire. Here's Christoph with today's episode. Let's go.
Let's go, business storytellers. Pew, fist bump. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on Spotify, which now has video podcasts available. So today we want to talk about what podcast metrics matter. You can also check this out over on christophtrapp.com. The link certainly is in the show notes. I am a big, big fan of content performance. I care about content performance and even creating cultures that work toward content performance. And I think you need the right culture, honestly, to do that. You need the right technology to do that. You need all these right pieces in place to know what's working, what's not working. And of course, you need the strategy, because if you don't know what you're trying to achieve, what the heck are you going to measure? So podcast metrics also play a role here. After all, we want our podcast to be found. We did write about podcast SEO previously, so that article is still available to read. We want them to be found, and we want them to be listened to. If nobody listens to my shows, why do I keep producing them? Maybe I just like to hear myself talk. I don't. But do you know what I mean? At some point, you need to have people tuning in, people sharing them, people finding value in them. So certainly that's a goal. But what podcast metrics should we look at? There certainly are many theories and opinions on the topic. So why not add mine? Why not? So first of all, what are podcast metrics? Podcast metrics share how many people listen to or watch our podcast episodes. That can include the listens, downloads on podcast channels. And what's the difference between a listen and a download? As Heather Osgood, the fantastic podcast advertising expert, has said previously, there's really no difference, especially colloquially. Technically speaking, there is a difference, right? I'm listening to a show and just streaming it basically using internet, or I'm downloading it, I'm listening to it on a plane when there's no Wi-Fi, for example. But honestly, most of these platforms measure listens, because if somebody downloads my show and doesn't listen, who cares? So that's one. New subscribers, total subscribers. This is a metric that has been kind of a pain, quite frankly. You know, some networks tell me how many subscribers there are, how many new subscribers there are, and some networks don't. I can tell pretty easily in the Google Podcast Manager, but there's others that don't do that as easily. In the Anchor platform, which I use for hosting, I can't tell at all how many subscribers there are as of right now. The total time they watched, listened. Again, this depends on platform, so not as easy to gather either. Overall download, listens, views of all episodes. So this is the total, right? So for example, I think the latest number I had was like 330,000 listens, downloads, views of my shows, and that's everywhere. And that's probably low because, you know, I have to collate it individually. It's not as easy as having everything in one place. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second here. So I do look at that number. I think that number matters and is important to me. Audience by country. Sometimes that's important to know, you know, if you're mostly US based, why do you care about half of your listeners being in Armenia or whatever, you know, something like that. So it's important to know. I wouldn't overthink that. But once you have a good following in different countries, I use that as a marketing strategy and basically say, you know, the podcast is listened to in 100 plus countries or something like that. Certainly some of those countries, pretty low number of listeners, right? Because it's only, you know, it's only 1% or less than 1% or something like that. The biggest problem with podcast metrics, quite frankly, is how siloed and not centralized they are. I already kind of hinted at that a little bit. I have to go here to figure out this one thing. I have to go here to figure out this other thing. And it's really kind of a pain to do. You know, not anything is centralized. And certainly with me live streaming my shows and putting them on the DBNA television network, it's not, none of those metrics are in one place, you know. And then now the DBNA television network was added to dozens of broadcast providers in other countries. So now it's provided in those. So it's like, it's very decentralized, I guess is the right term, not, you know. So, but my Anchor hosting platform, for example, gives me some metrics. Overall listens, listens by episodes, top episodes, audience by country breakdown, listening platforms. And, you know, the listening platform one, I'm not sure how helpful that is. It says 66% is other platforms, not the ones named in the metrics. So what does that mean? How does that even help me make any decisions or know anything? But especially I like looking at the top episode metrics as it gives me some ideas about what episodes are taking off. For example, most recently, an episode on LinkedIn newsletters climbed the charts, showing genuine interest in that topic. And so that's currently number 3, getting close to 10,000 listens and downloads only on the podcast channels, not on the live stream. I don't remember if I actually live streamed that one or not. So, but certainly it's interesting. To complicate my episode's actual performance, I also need to keep in mind that I live stream most episodes, as I mentioned. So those metrics come from LinkedIn, YouTube, Amazon, Twitter, and sometimes Facebook. I mean, it's just too much effort, honestly, to keep track of all those things. And if you know of any provider that truly, honestly, easily, there's some providers that do it, but it's not as easy as it could be, in my humble opinion, that correlate everything, send me a message. ctrap@gmail.com, at ctrap on Twitter. I'm happy to talk to them. I'm happy to look at a demo. I'm happy to maybe even have them on the show, depending on, you know, depending how good it is, obviously. So, but I'm happy to update this content as well. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the show is also shown on the DBNA television network, which streams in the United States and is carried by dozens of international TV providers. I keep track of all these numbers in my media kit as much as possible because that's a more accurate reflection of the total number. So I try to add them all up. And when I say 330,000 downloads, listens, views, that's everything, right? That's the live stream. So if I, you know, I had a live stream take off on Amazon actually a little while back here with 27,000 views. That doesn't even show in the top episodes on the podcast channels only. And the other thing is, you know, it didn't take off on the podcast channels, but it took off on Amazon. And then the other channels, I don't remember that it took off, but it certainly was very successful on Amazon. So 27,000 put you in second place right on here, you know, so something to keep in mind. So how do you decide what metrics actually matter? What metrics matter? As usual, depends on the goal. Some experts recommend that you look at total downloads, listens for the first 30 days. Some networks and podcast hosts even track that for you. But given that I have these additional channels not included in a podcast host's dashboard, I find the 30-day metric rule cumbersome. And I don't really know how it fits into my goal. Nobody ever asked me for it. I do have sponsored guests on from time to time, but nobody ever says, what's the 30-day download rate? And then I'd have to just explain this whole thing anyways. In addition, most of my podcast episodes have timeless content. The Business Storytelling Show is not a news podcast. As much as I would love to be in news, and you know, I grew up in news. Actually, I probably wouldn't love being in news, but I love the concept of telling stories in a very journalistic style. But this show is not a news podcast. It's a content strategy podcast, a business storytelling podcast. And some episodes take off way later than the 30-day window. Take that LinkedIn newsletter episode. It had some listens early on, then started creeping up into the hundreds. And about 2 years after, two years after it was initially published, it's closing in on 10,000 listens on podcast channels alone. So why would I push 30-day downloads if this keeps happening? The overarching picture matters. So there's long-term value for podcast content as well. Somehow we need to account for that. So I look at my overall metrics in the following way. The number of listens in the last 7 days of all episodes. Everything matters together. How the last episodes perform. So I do look, you know, this is my version of the 30-day window, even though I probably don't go out 30 days. I just look, if how are they doing? You know, I know there's a certain threshold where episodes go when they first publish. And that's, you know, I'm looking at that. Is this episode performing at the typical level? You know, that's all. For like the first couple days or however long it shows up in my dashboard, and then we add new episodes on top. What are some highlights from the live streams? You know, is something taken off? When I had the 27,000 views on Amazon, certainly that caught my attention. I wanted to know why. And, you know, it was because the way Amazon at that time was showing the live streams. So they actually kept them on the product page for a while. And, you know, it's not something I can control at all other than keep streaming and keep having good products on my streams. But that's not something like I can't control what Amazon is doing. So that's, you know, caught my attention. Are any new episodes creeping up into the list of the top episodes? And I look at that because that is actually pretty important. Who is creeping up? Why are they creeping up? Do I need to update my content? I did actually update that article on LinkedIn newsletters based on seeing the interest again on the podcast episode. So it's just something to keep in mind that, you know, when I see that popping up, creeping up, do I need to update something? Do I need to update my article? Do I need to add it to the article? You know, do I even have an article? Maybe I should write an article. And that's what I did. And that's where some of the views and listens are now coming from as well. So keep that in mind as you're looking at podcast metrics. I definitely would recommend a create once, publish everywhere model with your podcast metrics as well, because here's the thing. You start a new podcast, get a small number of listens, you know, on podcast channels. It takes a while to grow. It's a new network for most everybody that starts doing it. So if you live stream it on all these other channels, it can actually help you grow the podcast much, much quicker. And it looks like it's much more of a success. So keep that in mind. I'm Christoph Trapp, christophtrapp.com. Until next time.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review our show on your favorite podcast channels. And don't forget to share this episode with your networks. We appreciate you. Until next time, let the best stories win.